Last night's Republican presidential debate revealed a GOP field divided on issues such as immigration, Iran, and who should be on the $10 bill. But interestingly, some of the sharpest differences emerged over taxes. Jim Tankersley covers economic policy for The Washington Post, and he joins us now. Hi there, Jim.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So we had candidates last night talking about a flat tax. Jeb Bush has come out with a more complicated plan before the debate. But then there was the decidedly un-GOP sounding progressive tax proposal from Donald Trump. So let's listen.
What I'd like to do is, and I'll be putting in the plan in about 2 weeks, and I think people are going to like it. It's a major reduction in taxes. It's a major reduction for the middle class. The hedge fund guys won't like me as much as they like me right now. I know them all, but they'll pay more. I know people that are making a tremendous amount of money and paying virtually no tax, and I think it's unfair.
Now, of course, Donald Trump's plan hasn't been fully released yet, but from what you heard last night, what can you gather it might be in his plan?
Well, there's two things that I think are pretty fair to conclude about Donald Trump. The first is that he's going to give us the most robust defense of progressive taxation of anybody in the field, and maybe the only one. But the second is that he absolutely has channeled this sort of populist idea of let's tax rich people, particularly rich people on Wall Street, more, which means getting rid of some loopholes that allow certain interest incomes to be taxed at a lower rate than regular income. That's what he's talking about. That's what he'll do. And it sounds like he's going to pair that with rate reductions for middle-class people.
Interesting. But he hasn't always been consistent on this because, if I remember correctly, just a month ago he said he could support a flat tax rate as long as it preserved the principle of a progressive tax. So I'm not quite sure how these things square up together.
I mean, there are ways that you can do, flat taxes that are in some ways graduated, although that's not entirely flat. But you can do – you could basically scrap the deductions in the code and just tax income, whatever income it is, at one rate or two rates or three rates. That would be certainly a lot more basic and simple than what we have now. And that is what a lot of the candidates are proposing to do, is to reduce taxes across the board and get rid of a lot of deductions. But like what Dr. Carson wants to do is to take it down to like a 10% tax for everybody, which is decidedly not progressive.
Okay, so let's listen to Ben Carson last night. He was polling second going into the debate. And as you said, he has a proposal for roughly a 10% flat tax on income. Here he is.
You know, the people who say the guy who paid $1 billion because he had 10, he's still got $9 billion left. That's not fair. We need to take more of his money. That's called socialism. That doesn't work so well.
Well, Jim, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul also agreed, saying a 14.5% flat tax is the way to go. All this talk about the flat tax sounds like Republican proposals from a couple decades ago. We haven't gotten very far from the Steve Forbes days.
We haven't. I would like to point out that we have never had a flat 10% tax in America. The income tax has always been graduated. And so what Dr. Carson is calling socialism is anything in the history of the U.S. income tax, basically. But it is true that we've had a much lower top tax rate. We've had much flatter taxes. And it's also true that a lot of conservatives really want to get back to a lower top rate because they believe that will unleash a lot more economic growth, which will help everybody. The trick for Carson and for Paul and for all the other candidates is that is absolutely going to deliver a big tax cut to rich people. And they're going to have to explain that to an electorate that does not, from all the polls, like cutting taxes for rich people.
Hence Donald Trump's popularity at the moment, even regarding this tax plan of his. Now, the one Republican candidate who I thought would get more questions about a tax plan because he has released his is former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. It's kind of a complicated one, so we don't have time to go into it into detail. But can you give us a couple bullet points on what Bush would like to do?
Sure. Yeah. He basically start with the kind of principles that Mitt Romney had. He wants to lower the corporate tax rate. He wants to reduce the number of tax brackets on the income on the personal side. He wants to limit the amount of your income you can take as deductions. And he wants to cut tax rates basically at every level. And what he'd end up with, according to his own modeling, is more economic growth, but also a higher federal budget deficit, about $1.2 trillion higher over 10 years. And that's just because he's given money back to people that even with extra growth is not being filled in.
Hmm. Now, finally, Mike Huckabee, former Arkansas governor, was asked a question about taxes, and he proposed what's being called a fair tax. So briefly, what is that?
That's been around for a while. It's a consumption-based tax, which a lot of conservative economists favor because when you tax the things people buy, you aren't discouraging them from working, because if you tax the income they earn, you might be saying, well, I'm not going to work anymore because I'm just going to get taxed on that extra dollar. So this is another favorite of what we call supply-side conservatives, the guys like Arthur Laffer, who really believe that if we go to these flatter, more consumptive-based taxes, that's more efficient in the economy, better for everybody.
Right. So, Jim, in the last couple seconds that we have, is this a surprising amount of diversity in terms of taxation policy in a GOP field?
I think it's actually much more uniform than we would have thought going into this election, because this was supposed to be the election where Republicans really reached out to the middle class. And in all of those tax proposals last night, you heard very little middle class language.
Well, Jim Tankersley is the economic policy correspondent for The Washington Post, talking to us about the many tax proposals of the GOP presidential field. Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Peter Rodow. This is Here and Now.